100 Word Stories.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. So we have ourselves a weekly challenge. I post a topic, you come up with a story. Let me tell you what the words are in the challenge. It was a pick two. T-O-O, T-W-O, T-O, tooth, tour, toucan, tune, a whole bunch of words starting with two, hey, get it, and then volcano. I'm not too sure how that fits in, but I know how things fit in the volcano.
Ah!
So, yeah, I've already gone off the rails. Okay, how about I just let you guys listen to the stories? They're from, well, there's the list over at the site, but Jeffrey Fisher, Charlie Cross, Richard, Tom, John, Lizzie, I gotta slow myself down, Serendipity, Norval Joe, Leiana, Tura, Planet Z, and once again, Get Well Muncie. I haven't seen any notes, and unfortunately, my tweet deck and Facebooks and all that stuff are screwed up. Okay, I've been defollowing everybody and enjoying the bliss of silence. I mean, I'm sick and tired of the whining of the Trump did this, Nancy Pelosi did that, the United States is so stupid. I'm just so sick of it all. I just want to see cats. And I'm going to go into the bedroom in a little bit and I'm going to pet the kitty cats. That's what we call it. So, how about some stories? Okay, here we go.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called, Haven't I Written This Story Before? Jimmy Too Small was a second story man. Technically, a member of the Del Monte family, but that was just a courtesy. His specialty was pre-divorce acquisitions, often arranged by the mother-in-law to secure and retain family heirlooms. You know how nature compensates when a soul is lacking? Well, Jimmy's small stature was compensated with a hypersensitivity in his fingers and ears. Wasn't a safe he couldn't crack. He also had a wicked sense of humor. He'd leave a Polaroid of the loot in said safe. Kid cracks me up, said Don DeMonte. His ex thought differently, put Jimmy on ice. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Two for the Volcano by the Toucan by John DeCleese. Oh, that this too solid flesh would melt away. Well, at least half of it. There's two of us. It's the date from hell. I took her to the Volcano Room at Vegas' new sensation, the Pompeii. I got the best seats in the house. We had already taken the hotel tour, and as I had noticed she had a sweet tooth, I ordered the Zuppa Anglaise. The singing toucan looked more like a tune than animatronics, but he still had more personality than she had. Women think we look at their boobs. We really look at their eyes.
It was too warm. The temperature was 2 degrees above normal for the month. The other dentists and I went to Hawaii for the annual tooth tour. We stayed at the Toucan Lodge, shared with the band that played, nightly, at the Toon Saloon, just under the outfall of Kilauea on the southern shore. The second night, a lava stream burned through the back wall of the bar and bottles of expensive rye whiskey and scotch exploded, sending a chunk of glass into the forehead of our lawyer, Don. Don shook it off and ordered another round before we evacuated.
Heidi-ho, everyone. Leiana here for another weekly challenge. Before I get rolling, I'd just like to say great job to everyone for last week, but Planet Z may have hit the tickle spot most. Popcorn. For this week's challenge number 583, I decided to do it all. So here is my story titled, That's Just Great. Too Finicky Sam, the tuned toucan, took a tour of the volcano to determine which of two locations would make a better villain base. First up, a canopy-covered cave by the beach was an oasis, but there was no hidden dock for his transportation. The second site of intricate interlacing pathways to the interior volcano had vast appeal, but a base so close to the center was a danger in the case of a lava explosion. Sam had to decide quick. His rival, Toothy Tony, the terrible tiger, was arriving on a second helicopter, and Sam wanted first dibs.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the YA Books podcast. And I still have family visiting, but I'm not using it as an excuse to be lazy this week. This is my entry for episode number 583 with a prompt of pick some. So here is my entry. Growing up as a twin in the 60s and 70s wasn't easy. People made fun of us because of the Double Mint gum commercials. It always featured twins doing active things. People would ask us why we weren't in a commercial. Were we too ugly to be on TV? Besides, we weren't very active. A commercial of us watching Gilligan's Island would be pretty boring. It didn't matter after seventh grade, though. Someone said to Roger, "You two look so much the same, you must be fags." Ignoring each other was easier than being bullied. We didn't talk again until college. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. A stuffed toucan, half a stale loaf, a moldy old mattress and a six-pack of Czechoslovakian lager. What do these have in common? They're some of the increasingly dubious offerings offered to placate Nargon, the volcano god, in recent weeks. Nargon, that's me by the way, is fed up with it. The place looks like a tip, and these are hardly offerings of a people or by my presence. So it's about time you showed some respect and started back with the human sacrifices. And, if you don't, I might have to stop being quite so magnanimous.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. I couldn't pick two, so I picked a bunch of them. Here goes. When the young couple decided to take a tour of Toon Tooth Park to see the new volcano exhibit, they had no idea that this would change their lives significantly. They walked side by side, sure of themselves, feeling positive that they'd have an entertaining day. But a crazy man dressed in a foamy toucan outfit decided to act like an annoying clown and leaped about around them. He was so irritating that the young couple pulled out two shotguns each and put an end to the nonsense. They are now living near a real volcano in Iceland, the Eyjafjallajökull, or something like that. Okay, this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodkov.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Tour Rubbers Aino here. Recording this probably too late to get into the main podcast. Inspiration was a bit slow this week. I don't know how Lawrence manages to do one every single day. Lawrence asked for people to ramble a bit about themselves. Don't know what to say to that, really. Random fact, I do 100-mile bicycle rides for fun. In fact, one of my stories from way back was about the first time I did one of those. This week's story is on the two words, volcano and two, T-W-O. Fire above fire. The dragon over the volcano, I read from the Yarrowstalks, pandering to Rebel Chang's populism. The volcano was clearly the rebellious people, the dragon, Chang himself. Among these rebels who had abducted me, only I was educated enough to read the Yarrowstalks, so I simply picked a suitable hexagram. I continued. The two fires united, create. Divided, destroy. That was ambivalent enough to be a prophecy of however things developed. I did not expect to live through the coming troubles, and like any court astrologer, I mainly wanted to be seen to have predicted everything.
Good morning, 100 Word Stories podcast listeners. This is Jeffrey Fisher here with my story for this week, and it's a pick two. My story is called News at 6. The demographics for TV news must skew so old that one wonders if anyone stays awake for the second half hour. Ads for geriatrics predominate. Drugs for cancer. Drugs to keep one's bowels moving. Upcoming golf tournaments. And depends diapers, too. The only youngsters seen in ads are either visiting grandpa in the hospital or waxing enthusiastic about the wonders of Chevrolets. One can only imagine where young people go to find news. Twitter? Worse, Facebook? Sketchy websites? Under a volcano? All I know is that Americans seem increasingly uninformed about the world around them, yet increasingly confident in those uninformed opinions. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning. This is Richard, and I have some stories for you. This was a pick two week, and so my first story is called Pick Two. The instruction was simple. Pick two. But there were just far too many to choose from. It's always been this way. I go to pieces when I'm given a choice. Pizza toppings terrify me. I go through hell picking lottery numbers, and I can never decide which particular parking space to pick. Never offer me the box of chocolates. Just pick one and give it to me. I just wish I hadn't asked my careers advisor to choose my profession for me. Bomb disposal is a bad choice when you can never decide which wire you should cut. This is Italy. I recently toured Italy and did all the usual things. Threw coins in the Trevi Fountain, got ripped off by a gondolier, and had gelato in the Piazza, Florence. I visited Pompeii and marvelled at the casts of those poor people caught and preserved forever in their death poses. I stayed in Naples, but I was never comfortable. That volcano brooding over me terrified me. It wasn't so much being buried in ash and dying horribly that worried me. It was the thought of tourists, in 2,000 years, laughing at my petrified genitals that creeped me out. And then finally, a story born from suffering. It's called Toothache. My tooth hurts. It's a volcano of pain exploding through my jaw, and I can't get an appointment for 2 weeks. I've tried everything. Painkillers, oil of cloves, and whiskey, in every possible combination, with no effect. I've tried yanking it out with string, and attacking it with pliers. I asked a friend to punch me in the face, hard, twice. Didn't work. I've tried fooling my brain, inflicting pain elsewhere to take my mind off the tooth. I've stabbed, cut, burned, and bludgeoned myself, and still my tooth hurts. Trouble is, everything else hurts now too. There you go. I'm off. So until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
George was a pirate, but he wasn't a very good pirate. Unlike other pirates who had monkeys and parrots on their shoulders, George had a toucan that he picked up from some trader. Unlike a parrot, the toucan didn't talk. And unlike a monkey, it didn't screech or dance around. The toucan pretty much spent all of its time flapping madly or trying to gouge out George's eyes with its beak or bite off his fingers. One night, the toucan got loose from its cage and flew off. George replaced it with a ham sandwich, which was significantly less dangerous.
Hey, hi, hello, how are you? Oh, sorry, this isn't the beginning, this is the end. Hey, weren't those stories great? I'm saying that because I listen to this afterwards. I assemble them, and I'd say they're all great, because they always are. I mean, when was the last time you heard a story that sucks on this weekly challenge? Never, never, they've always been great, you see? Covering my ass. One a day until the day I die for show notes or other stuff, or if you can't understand a damn word anybody is saying because you got mud in your ears, at least you can listen. Sorry, I mean read. Wow. You know, I got some extra sleep last night, and I can't handle anything more than 2 hours. So, right. Have I told you that I'm off of fructose, off of caffeine, off of red meat, off of the... Yeah, it just... Nothing left in life but to peel off the wallpaper and eat it. If we had wallpaper. The next topic is void. Go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for more information. Click on the various things. Go to people's websites. Learn more about them. See the cool things they do. Compare them to the uncool things you do. Make your life better. Commit to a peaceful world. I don't know. I don't know what we're supposed to do here. I will tell you, you know, I can't remember how to end it. Oh, and as always, wait, I forgot to thank you for being a part of this. And when I say it, I'm stopping this thing right now to thank you because it is important to be gratitude. To have gratitude, not to show gratitude. Well, to show gratitude, to show genuine gratitude. And so you got to fake that up. No. No, it's important to let people know how much you mean to them and that it means a lot. And it's very cool that people are being creative. And it doesn't matter whether they're being creative here or elsewhere. I mean, you check out the various podcasts out there. And the things that people are doing through their links and the other places they appear. And when they say in their stories, oh, yeah, I'm over at the Monkey Cast. So you go over to the Monkey Cast and check them out. And maybe there are some cool things over there, too. So I think that's very important. And even though I waste a lot of my time on stuff like Gilbert Gottfried's podcast and Freakonomics, I mean, if you hate the Koch brothers, they interview Charles Koch. So, they're a demon. They don't sound like a demon. And all the anger. I mean, if you want an equivalent, you know, left site, and all the lefties in the world who are doing things, Michael Ian Black, does a lot of interviews there. And what do? I listen to them all. well, not all. I mean, I stopped listening to Drabblecast because, you know, the 100-word stories there are like one a week. Yeah. Hold my beer and watch me, Norm. So, yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. Now you know it's genuine. And as always, keep it brief.